This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Our Friday hang until football season. Every Friday, we will be here. The tournament's coming. You can watch all the action with a very special menu at Chickies and Pete's. You can find a location near you at chickiesandpetes.com. If you missed Elliot Shore Park's appearance, every appearance Elliot has on the show is different. This was one of the ones I always like when I see it happening.
Yeah.
When Ike's like, uh-oh. But when I see, Ike disagrees with Elliot, here it comes. And I know it's going to be what. It's always you or me. It's one of us that does it.
Sure.
And it's always nice when I see that it's you because I can just, you know, kick back, put my feet up.
Well, I feel the same way.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. Yep, I do. I do. Well, I mean, listen.
Yeah.
That's why we love the guy.
Yes.
He brings that out of us.
The greatest.
Yeah, it's okay.
Absolutely.
And he gave real scoopish today.
Yes, he's trying to win that thing. He's trying to win that thing.
Yeah, I thought he leaned in that a little too much.
Well, I liked it. I like him trying. I like him trying.
And that's what I didn't like.
The Tornado
Shapiro. He was trying to cater to me. That's what I felt.
The Tornado Shapiro weekend forecast is coming up next. Right now, Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP on the record Friday. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike. Hey, Jack. How's it going?
What's up, Tasty Cake?
What's up, brother?
I got to give Elliot a lot of credit because he has a lot of resolve. Like, come on every week and let Ike whoop his ass all over. So, you know,
he's not human. He's not human.
He's a glutton for punishment.
He's like the Randall Tex Cobb at WIP.
Yeah. he takes a beating and he keeps coming back. And whatever happened the last time is in the rear view for Elliot.
Give him credit. He gives as good as he takes.
He does.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah,
he
wins his fair share.
Yeah.
We just get the last word. We get the last word.
Well, we have the button.
Yes.
Yep.
The other thing I wanted to tell you guys is earlier in the week, I thought you guys conducted great interviews with Bryce and Trey Turner. Spike, I thought, you know, a guy called in and said you didn't ask the right questions. I never heard him say anywhere, right? What I heard, Spike, is that he said that he would be a more effective leading off, right? And that Schwarber kind of clogged up the bases for him. I thought that was a lot.
I think, when you're interviewing these guys, and I know everybody wants you to be, like, confrontational with them, but it doesn't work, and you have to pick your spots, right? So a lot of times you go into a question and you go, well, what am I going to get out of him? So if I say, hey, Trey, will you move to the outfield? Like, he's going to say I'm a shortstop, and that's it, the same thing he's always said. So, hey, Tasty Cake, what do you on the record Friday, what do you want to see the Eagles do next week?
I think they need to keep that offensive line together. I think many reasons the Eagles won the Super Bowl, but a real important one was Saquon behind that offensive line not only made the offense effective, right spike, but it also helped the defense a lot, because when they're controlling time of possession, that defense isn't on the field. So you want to keep that grouping together.
Especially when your defense isn't going to be as good next year because you don't have anybody on the edge. You're right. And look, I think it's a 50. I think it's 51-49 for me. I think the Becton, I don't want to say the Becton thing's not important, but I think edge is more important. But there's an awesome argument for Becton, and you have it. Is there a bad guy that you always cheer for?
Yep, Pete Rose.
Wow!
I'm in that boat.
Yeah, that's a lot of us here, actually. Yeah, thank you for the call, Tasty. Okay, are you a Pete Rose guy, Jack? I know you weren't.
Respect the ball player, of course.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, great ball player.
Charlie Hustle. Yeah. Right. That's who Chase Utley wishes he was.
Well, Chase was that of the 2010s.
Wow.
2010s.
Wow.
Degenerative knees. What do you want him to do?
Well, joining us now, he is back. Everybody loves him. I have no idea why. He provides no good content whatsoever. Certainly not a good forecast. Joining us now is Tornado Shapiro.
It's the weekend. It's 10 days from St. Patrick's Day. And it's Tornado Shapiro. Music, please.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Welcome back, man. When you guys were sucking up the sun in Tampa, the rest of us were sucking up the sin in Tacony. Nothing but high winds up here in Philly, friend. Remember the weather girl out of Trenton by the name of April Breeze? Well, this is much stronger than April Breeze, reminiscent of my days in Chicago at WWHORE-DD69. Our weather girl had extra large gusts. Loretta Lung, the mighty mouth of the Midwest. You could feel that wind blowing up Michigan Avenue. Oh, okay. She'd give you a tingle from head to toe, depending on your proclivities. Rex Ryan notwithstanding.
Okay.
It's blowing in the wind, friend. Do you feel the force of the wind, the slash of the rain? Go face them and fight them. Be savage again. You remember that one from NFL films? My good friend John Facender. Freddie Fender, John Facender. Facender? Just met her.
Anyway. Okay.
I hope you had a nice time of it down there in Clearwater. Attended many a spring break down there. Lots of wannabe weather gals. Lots of precipitable t-shirt contests. Remember those? Hello, Helen.
Yep.
How ripe are your melons? Look at the over-the-shoulder boulders.
Are you supposed to be giving a forecast? What are you even talking about?
We're talking about spring training. I hope you ate right down there. If you're eating right, you go to Clearwater, the world-famous House of Vigine. Best oysters. This side of Disney World. The aphrodisiac aroma hits you as soon as you come over the causeway. Spike, did you ever come over the causeway?
Well, yeah, it was quick.
I used to hang in a little place called the Undertow Inn with a weather gal by the name of Low Tide Luann. Went there in there on a dare once. Her jellyfish had a bit of a sting to it, but it was worth it.
Okay.
I got sworn in as a lifeguard, the house lifeguard the next day, served 6 months under the tutelage of Back Bay Betty and Ivana Wiener.
These are cheap now.
That was the same year Jason Babin was out of control at spring break. Babin loved the wide nine. That was his name for the women's local volleyball team. Babin, he was with so many girls that week, he was up for Eagles Insider of the Year.
All right.
Wow.
I've also heard, not only are you a meteorologist, you started getting into real estate. Are you a realtor now?
Realtor? Just met her. Realtor, winder, dinder, and closer.
Okay. What? Could you talk about real estate then?
In the broadcast industry, you know, I'm a lifer. That means patches of unexpected unemployment. Real estate keeps me afloat in those tweener patches. Got my real estate license in the mid-70s. I've listed houses from Maine to Florida. I like my houses like I like my women's. Trimmed hedges and a big back porch. Come on. By the way, most new construction is vacant during the day. Yeah. Have a in mind for a little rendezvous. New construction waiting destruction.
No, do not sneak into new destruction to have intercourse, by the way.
If you're up in the Philly this weekend, it's the Aaron Express time in Delco. Nothing like a busload of thirsty Irish gals parading down McDade Boulevard. Back in the 90s, I was in the lead car of that parade. It was me, Ike, Danny Bonaducci, two Philly ball girls, and Captain Noah. Let me tell you, Ike rode that guy like Seabiscuit.
Okay.
We hit 239 tap rooms between Collingdale and Ridley. Each gal had a handful of Irish potatoes. How much if you put a little shamrock shake on there, huh? Aaron, go braless. Aaron, go back to my place. Come on.
Could you give the forecast already, the weekend forecast, if we're going to keep doing
spring
this?
Spring forward. Make sure you set your clock back this weekend, and Ike, adjust your Blue Chew schedule, my friend. You don't want to come out too early or too late.
Will you give the
he's like Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah. Will you please give the forecast?
Hope for on the record Friday.
Yeah.
I would renegotiate the contract of
Nope, we're not doing this. Nope, we are absolutely not. Give the forecast. You lost it.
Weather Friday, high 72, 50-50. Saturday, pleasant with the sunshine, mixing with some clouds. Again, back at Slicker, friend. It's 50-50. Friday in Philadelphia, mostly sunny and breezy. It's a chance of rain. How much? Probably a 50-50. The same goes for Saturday. And like my daddy always said, protect yourself, wear a raincoat. 50-50 chance of precip. How about a little music? You've had the time. Get the orchestra together.
No, Mark. Okay. Was not going to let him do the Jalex Hunt joke. I knew what he was doing.
Yep.
He asked for it. I said no. I'm glad he listened.
Yep.
There he is.
Some cheap ones in there.
Oh, yeah.
I guess his money's worth.
He absolutely does. We don't pay anything for it, by the way. All right. It's on the record Friday. What's the one thing you want the Eagles to do next week? Greg from Hamilton, you're on WIP. What's up, Greg?
Oh, hey. How y'all doing today?
What's up, Greg?
What's up, Greg?
Hey, I'm with Ike on this. Ike, I agree with the Becton thing. You kind of won me over because I was thinking more so trying to keep Milt Williams and Keith Sweat. I mean, the Keith Sweat. Josh.
You getting twisted over there?
Hey, how about that?
There you go.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, I thought about the fact that Guest Outlook could build a, you know, he finds these guys and he actually, he does a great job in building offensive linemen. So, but then again, with Beckham being 25 years old and keeping the line intact with what we have, we could be, like you said, a dominant offensive team. And we can still work with what we do have on the defensive side of the ball as far as the guys coming off the bench. I think that, you know, given Jomo and Hunt some time to work themselves as backups, they'll still be pretty good on the defensive side, especially now that we kept on and we got a few guys still in our secondary. So I think that all in all, Beckham would probably be my next choice out of the three people. The four people that are still left to be signed.
You know, Greg, I think we all love Jalex Hunt, and we're all shocked at how far he came in such a short time.
Mm-hmm.
When Brandon Graham went down, BG was basically at that time, outside of Sweat, their second most reliable edge. And that's what, by the way, when Corey brought up Nolan Smith, nobody was talking about Nolan Smith in the first half of the year. It was mostly the second half. It was BG, and it was BG's absence that let both Jalex Hunt and Nolan Smith shine, I think. But we're putting an awful lot of faith in Jalex for next year if we letting Josh Sweat walk and not adding at least a B-level edge.
Well, that's why they should restructure his contract.
Right? No, you're not doing the joke either.
Well, the thought process is that, again, the tackles gave the ends the flexibility to do their jobs with what they required as far as the tension that they took. So that's why I thought that with Hunt playing beside Carter, you would still be able to do good with Nolan Smith and who's all the ends? Jesus, I forgot that fast. Oh, gosh.
Oh, you know are they? No, it's gone. Yeah, we don't have another.
No, the only edge guys they have the only edge guys they had aside if Josh Sweat leaves was Brandon Graham, Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt.
Yeah,
right. I'm not forgetting anyone. No. That was it. Now, occasionally,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Milton Williams is a guy who could swing right from one side to the other, but he's a tackle, really. So those were the edge guys. So
And Bryce Huff.
Well, yeah, and Huff, but he is the invisible man.
He's here.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, do you have a bad guy you root for?
Well, this is kind of old. You guys might not have known about this one, but you'd have to watch the series. I'm 63 years old, but I'm going to say Falconetti from Rich Man, Poor Man.
Yeah,
Falconetti.
I'm not a rich man, poor man guy. Yeah, that is before our time.
Yeah, but how much before us?
Well, rich man, poor man is like mid-70s.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. I never even heard of that.
Yeah.
I don't even know who's the star in it.
I've heard of it. That's all I am. But I think that's mid-70s.
Okay.
But
Nick Nolte's in it.
Oh, there you go. And Nick what year Nolte? Was that?
1976.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
The year I was born. There you go. They're going to sign someone on it for the edge, by the way. They don't even have enough guys for that rotation at this point, unless there ends up being someone else in the draft.
I do wonder how much. I mean, listen, they're paying Bryce Huff.
$17 million. Yeah. Is there any chance that Bryce Huff, after the year he had, comes into camp next year and says, I think some of it has to be what Bryce Huff was willing to try.
Yeah.
You know, I think you could tell from his quotes that there's a disagreement there between Vic Fangio, what Fangio wanted Bryce Huff to do, and what Bryce Huff thought he was best at.
And I advise Bryce Huff to get on the same page as Vic Fangio.
Just try. You're talented. You have talent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know,
he's got to have something in him from an ability standpoint. And Where's the competitive drive in you?
Right.
Don't you want to be out there on the field?
Get another contract, yeah, by the way. Like, you're a young guy.
Like, you're a young player living a dream, playing in the NFL. You want to, you'd rather be known as someone that was a bust from a free agent signing standpoint, or do you want to go out there and at least put some respect on your name by going out there? I'm not saying you got to go out there and be an all-pro or a Pro Bowl defensive end, but you should be a serviceable end at worst out there. Like, you can't go from what you did in New York to what you were last year here.
To a healthy scratch in the Super Bowl.
That's unacceptable.
A healthy scratch
in
the Super Bowl.
That's unacceptable. That's unacceptable.
And here's the other thing. And I know Fangio, you know, he can wear out his welcome in places. And there was a little discomfort, I think, in, you know, Devin, in the locker room.
Yeah.
But I want you to
good.
Go. And I want to give, we have to give every player credit for how they performed last year.
Yeah.
But look at every player besides Bryce Huff. Got better last year on the defense,
yes,
under Vic Fangio. Milton Williams is going to get paid. Josh Sweat brought his career back. Zach Bond became a Defensive Player of the Year candidate. Nakobe Dean became a very, very solid linebacker.
Yes.
Quinyon Mitchell was an outstanding corner in his first year. Cooper DeJean, outstanding nickel corner in his first year. Darius Slay had a season that we didn't even think he could have at 33 years old. Then, how about this? The guys that stepped in. Oren Burke stepped in, did a great job. Isaiah Rogers stepped in, did a great job. Everybody who bought in, Jalix Hunt evolved into Nolan Smith, became a real piece. Now, these are different talent, all talented guys, but all these guys had
this
the best.
Buy-in. You said it right. They bought in.
The best year of their career, you know, given the context.
Number one defense without you.
Right.
That ought to say something to you.
Just try buying in. See what happens. You know?
I mean,
I can understand his frustration last year, but at a certain point, when it works for everyone else.
Yeah. I got to be honest with you, Spike. I can't understand his frustration. You were an undrafted player.
Right.
Who just struck gold off of 1 year. I can't understand your frustration. As a matter of fact, I need gratitude. I need gratitude. The Eagles changed your life with a fortune. What you did in New York as a role player, the Eagles rewarded you. You hadn't done anything for the Eagles, and now you're a Super Bowl champion. You don't have room to gripe and moan about your role. What you should be doing is buying in. And you just mentioned, look at everybody else that bought in. Look what happened. They had career years. They had a number one defense. They dominated the Kansas City Chiefs.
Look at all the guys that made money buying in.
Exactly.
Josh Sweat made money. Milton Williams made money. Zach Bond made money.
Come on, man. Come on, bro. Like you got a bag and basically disappeared. I got no sympathy for that. You living good. You got a ring now. You got a finance. You got financial security for your family.
And you have another contract to worry about, by the way.
You can play for eight more years. Like, come on out here and quite frankly, be pissed off. Play like you pissed off. Play like you got something to prove.
I think the point you made.
I mean, if I'm the Eagles, that's what I'm looking at. Like, bro, we just gave you $50 million.
And the point you made, you at least should be a serviceable rotation.
Yes!
At the very least, you should be able to play 35 or 40% of the snaps.
What is he, 27, 26?
I think he's 26.
Right? What are we talking about?
They signed him the way that other teams are going to sign Milton Williams.
Yeah.
Right? Not the same position, but as a young guy who played half the snaps.
Coming off his rookie deal.
Coming off his rookie deal.
26. We'll be 27 next year.
There you go.
Yeah, come on, bro.
215-592-9494.
Part of the Eagles' thinking is that, I guarantee you. Like, they just gave this dude all this money, and they're like, we can't do anything. We can't get rid of him because it accelerates his hit on the cap.
He's so invisible, we don't even think about him as part of the edge rotation.
Right. But from the Eagles' standpoint, they're saying, hold on, this salary is here that we got to pay him this year.
And I'll tell you this, it's on, if you're a teammate of his, like, I hope other teammates are saying to him, dude, you got to grow up.
Give him that stare like, hey, man, come on, man.
We need you.
Yeah.
Because they might need him.
Yeah.
Depending on the cap situation, who's available, they may need him to perform next
year.
Totally
agree.
215-592-9494 on the record Friday. Seth in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Seth?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Happy Friday to you guys.
Happy Friday, Seth.
So I kind of agree with Ike that, I think we should definitely sign Becton back just because, the player that he is, he's a young player. You know, it's kind of like another diamond in the rough that we found, like Vaughn. And it's like, you know, why get rid of a guy that young? You know, we always talk about how good the offensive line needs to be, especially like if you want to keep Saquon healthy as well, if you're going to run the ball. You got to keep that line together. I know edge rusher is also important. Like, you want another edge rusher as well because you don't have one, but you have to work with what you have too as well, I think. So, and then Elliott, man, I don't know what the hell he's talking about, man, trading A.J. Brown for a fourth round pick. Like, we talked
number
about
four,
number
four overall
the
pick.
Number four overall pick
ever, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
yeah,
we talk about wanting to have, you know, elite wide receivers over here, and we're just trading away elite wide receivers. Like, think about how long it took us to finally get, you know,
AJ Brown
decent wide receivers. Yes. You know? Like, we didn't draft Justin Jefferson. We want to take him Rager. You know, yes, we eventually got Devontae Smith, but had you drafted Justin Jefferson a year prior, you could have drafted Michael Parsons and not went with Devontae Smith. You know,
that's
so,
a good point.
I like AJ Brown. We definitely need him. He's, in my opinion, he's a top three wide receiver in the NFL. You go Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, and AJ Brown.
Yep.
That's just me. That's what I think. AJ Brown can do things that a lot of receivers cannot do. He can go up and grab the ball. He's physical. He's big. He's strong. No disrespect to Devontae Smith, but Devontae Smith is not going to jump up and grab balls away from other players. Like, it's just not going to happen. So I would never – listen, that's not something I would do. If I'm the Eagles, like, no way I'm trading A.J. Brown for the fourth overall pick. It sounds nice. Like, we'd be that high up in the draft, but if we're going to get an edge rusher – Nah, I'm out. I'm not doing that. Sorry. That's just no. So, and then as far as, like, you know, like the Dallas Carter thing, like, I think a lot of people expect him not to be back here. I think, again, I'm in agreement with Ike. Like, him being traded, I don't think that's, like, you know, it's going to be a shocker. And, you know, that's just, you know, and whatever we could get for him, that's great. I just think the tight end position is not what it used to be anymore either. Like, we can get a tight end somewhere else as well, making lesser money. So,
hey, Seth, give us a bad guy you root for.
I rooted for De Niro in Heat, the movie Heat.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean,
because he was a bad guy. He was robbing Banks. Or, yeah, Banks. He was robbing Banks.
De Niro,
usually plays
a lot of his roles are the bad guy you're sort of rooting for.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually, have you ever seen Midnight Run with him and Charles Grodin? Mm-hmm. Great flick. Jack?
Yep. No.
I think you'd appreciate that. A lot of good lines in Midnight Run.
Yeah. No, I'm a Bobby De Niro fan.
Oh, you got to be.
Yeah,
you got to be.
Jack Burns, great character.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a great character.
Come on, man. Meet the Parents? Is he the villain in Meet the Parents?
No.
No, I don't think so. I think you're rooting for him.
Yeah.
Jack, don't die.
With the way this is trending,
yeah,
sure seems like no one's going to give Elliott any credit when Goddard's gone.
I'm telling you, I would have proceeded to be news if he's back.
Yes.
That's the way I looked at it. So if you were telling me the Eagles were bringing Dallas Goedert back, they're going to resign it, like, that would be news to me.
We always rotate who wants to give Elliott credit. I'm noticing this. The only reason I always thought Goddard was going to be gone is because Elliott kept saying it.
Oh, come on, Spike.
I think I picked it up from him.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, just because you don't listen to me.
Hang on your every word.
Hey, Jack,
no,
we are...
No, you guys are... Listen, you guys are so jaded.
Oh.
Because, you
about
know...
What?
Yeah, because you always hear, I agree with Ike. You know, and I see the eyes roll every time. I feel it.
It's not every time. It's the ones where they go, you know, I did think it was the other one, and then Ike sold me. And then, you're good at your job.
No, just the giddiness in their voice. Oh, really?
Yeah.
We found the one. You're so special.
Ike's good at his job. What can you get? So we're not far from baseball, by the way.
That's right, Ike. You excited?
How many, by the way, Jack, how many days to opening day?
I don't know. Well, under 3 weeks now.
You always know.
Under 3 weeks.
So we'll do a little high hopes, Jackie Baseball report, including something interesting that Kyle Schwarber said, right? That'll be in the report.
And J-Roll.
And J-Roll?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
J-Roll. Okay. We saw J-Roll.
Yeah, from afar.
From afar.
Yeah, wanted no part to us. Can tell you that.
Nope.
And it's on the record Friday. You got to tell us the one thing you want the Eagles to do next week. And for next question today, give us a bad guy you root for. It is Bryan Cranston's birthday today. So Walter White, one of the great ones. Ike, why don't you tell us something important?
Hey, you can see Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra.
I said something important. No. That was a joke.
You threw me off. Right
there. No. Okay.
Again, you can see Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra in Philly Sports. Put the music. Check them out at the Keswick Theater, Easton Road in Glenside on April 5th. That's a Saturday. You know where you can get your tickets at. JoeConklin.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.